USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Millions of Americans are under winter weather watches and advisory today and tomorrow amid warnings of a prolonged and potentially significant icing event affecting 15 states. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
There's about 50 million people under some type of winter weather advisory, winter storm warnings, ice storm warnings, winter weather advisories, wind chill alerts.
It looks like ground zero for these storms is centered over the Lone Star State.
At the moment, though, the center of it looks like it's going to be north central Texas, where we do anticipate several days of freezing rain.
Sleet and freezing rain accumulations are likely to create widespread hazardous traveling conditions, downed power lines, broken tree limbs, and this will be happening for several days in a row. The White House announced Monday they will end the two COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. That will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions at the northern and southern border, where the crisis rages on with illegal immigrants pouring into the country at levels never seen before. Construction on the wall of the United States-Mexico border is still taking place in some areas.
Texas still building its portion of a border wall, even though the Biden administration stopped work on that wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott admits it's not a cheap endeavor.
Part of that is the materials for the wall. Part of it is the cost of acquiring the rights to be able to build the wall on land.
Abbott, speaking in the border town of San Benito Monday, where wall construction was taking place, said they are acquiring more land rights, which should help speed up construction. I'm John Schaefer.
Cindy Williams, who played Shirley opposite Penny Marshall's Laverne on the popular sitcom Laverne and Shirley, died last week and announced Monday. 75-year-old Williams died in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday after a brief illness. This is USA News.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover. We'll help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Memphis Fire Department has relieved three staff members from duty after failing to assist Tyree Nichols as he lay in distress after a beating by Memphis, Tennessee police officers. Fire Chief Gina Sweat said Monday three fire department employees violated numerous policies and protocols. End quote. Turkey continues to build military outposts on Iraqi soil. Three Turkish military outposts are just some of the dozens of new military bases Turkey has established on Iraqi ground in the past 2 years, as it steps up decades-long offensive against Kurdish militants sheltered in the remote and rugged region. It's back to school time for Virginia students, where a 6-year-old shot his teacher.
The principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News is being removed from her post. Teacher Abigail Zwerner's attorney said previously that several instructors went to the school administration with concerns about the student having a weapon, but weren't taken seriously. This parent, though, says the issue has been resolved.
It was very successful. They have a lot of security in place. That's not going to be too intimidating for the children.
Students are required to use clear backpacks and metal detectors have been installed. I'm Jerry Barmash.
South African animal welfare officials on Monday successfully sedated and captured a tiger that was spotted roaming a residential area near Johannesburg. Authorities believe it to be an escaped pet. Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No, no way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.